Good evening, everyone. This is Gisela speaking. I would like to welcome you all to this AFRALO call on January 8th, 2014 at 18:30 UTC. To begin with, I'd like to wish all of you a very happy New Year 2014 and my best wishes. On this call, we'll have on the English channel Philip Johnson, Oyeta de Cayod, Stephen Adams, Sosan Oldawodi, and Adetokundo Amiola. On the French channel, Aziz Ilali, Michel Chanang, Baudouin Chambé, Etienne Chichindi, Tijani Benjema, Fatima Tassé Estila, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Pierre Devonou, and Hadja Ouattara. We have apologies for this evening from Mohamed El-Bashir and Alion Diop. Our members of staff assisting the call will be Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Bivanco, Yaovi Atoul, Pierre Dandinou, Fad Patanye, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Have I forgotten anyone in the roll call? I think we have Alan Greenberg on Adobe Connect as well. And so if I haven't forgotten anyone, may I please remind you to help us by muting your lines when you're not speaking so as to avoid unnecessary interferences on the lines. And likewise, it is very important to say your names at the time of speaking so that you can be identified on the French channel and for transcript purposes as well. Thank you, Aziz, and you have the floor. Good evening, everyone. This is Aziz speaking. I would like to wish everyone a very happy new year and forward to you my best wishes so that this year will be full of activities, particularly for AFRALO. I would also like to welcome Gisela in her return. We miss her very much for almost a year, and so we're very happy to have her among us once again. Thank you, Gisela. We're then going to start straight away. I see that we have quite a number of participants at this teleconference, and we're very happy about that. I would like to thank all those of you who joined us, both Olivier, who's always with us, and Alan, who's participating tonight. Unless you have anything you would like to add to the agenda, we'll begin shortly. So does anyone have anything to add? All right, then, since there are no comments, the agenda is adopted. We're going to start with item number two, then, which is open public comments. Firstly, we have ALAC statements, which have recently been adopted. Those are the proposed. There are two, actually, statements for today. So one is the proposed bylaw changes regarding the technical liaison group, which was adopted. And then the CCNSO FOI working group interim report on revocation. Now, as regards those statements that we always ask AFRALO members to follow, we currently have being developed, reviewed, or voted on by ALEC, a number of statements or endorsements, the total of which is 8. The first of these is the protection of IGO and INGO identifiers in all GTLDs, PDP, recommendations for board consideration. That's what we call a PDP. It is a recommendation for ICANN's board. These statement is currently open for comments. The second point is the study on who is misuse, which is currently in the voting stage. In the third place, we have the request for written community feedback on the geographic regions working group recommendations. It is currently open for comments. Now, the fourth point is the DNS security and stability analysis cross-community working group report. This is currently being voted on. And then we have statement number 5, which is the proposal for specification 13 to the ICANN Register Agreement to contractually reflect certain limited aspects of .brand new GTLD that is currently being drafted. Number 6, we have the new GTLD auction rules. We're awaiting confirmation from Abridoria to know whether or not we need to draft a statement on these auction rules. Now, following, we have the draft criteria and process for selection of multi-stakeholder ethos award pilot program. This is a program which was recently launched. This is as yet not determined. And then lastly, we have ICANN's draft vision, mission, and focus areas for a 5-year strategic plan. This is currently being drafted. That is regarding item number 2. Now, I would like to ask at this point whether anyone, specifically those from ALAC, being Alain and Olivier, whether anyone then has any comments to add or whether we can move on to item number 3. Olivier? Alain is asking for the floor, so you have the floor.
Yeah, just a very short one. On the IGO, INGO, I don't believe that we're making a comment on this one. This is the one that the board has put out prior to taking any action on the recommendation from the PDP, and I believe we've already commented on this somewhat exhaustively. So Olivier maybe correct me, but I think we're sending a letter to the board reminding them of our advice, but that's about all.
Thank you, Alan. This is Aziz speaking. Would anyone else like to add anything? Otherwise, we'll move on to item number 3. Now, seeing as there are no other comments, we can move on to item number 3, which is regarding reports. We'll first take recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. I see that Beran is not with us tonight. Is he here or not? Okay, then Tizani or Hajem may take the floor to tell us about the recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. Would Hajem like to speak, says Tizani? I think her line has been interrupted, and she's being called back, so she's not with us at the moment. So I might start with her. Yes, go on, Tizani. Tizani says, fine, I'll start then. As you know, one of the main activities was a project that ALAC currently has, which is Atlas 2. ALAC has been working on this project for a while now. And so during the holidays, we continue to work on the project, of course. We are of deciding on the list of events or the schedule of the summit itself. We're almost done on the selection of subjects. It was discussed within the group, and only 5 people replied. So we had to extend the deadline so that everyone had a chance to participate and comment on that. As for the rest of the events, we are at a quite advanced stage already, and we're going to hold a meeting tomorrow for the different events of the summit. If you're interested, you're welcome to join us and comment on what we're doing. That's not all, of course. We have many other activities related to the summit. As you know, before London, we had certain goals to fulfill. So firstly, we had to choose on which domain ALS is needed training. And so we more or less concluded those subjects. We're not going to discuss the schedule here, of course. But I think certain subjects should be discussed right before the summit so that people do not forget what they have learned. So those are some aspects of the summit that we're preparing. Tomorrow we'll have a teleconference regarding the organization committee for the summit, and of course you can attend the teleconference, like I said. The second main event at large within our scope will be the selection of a board member. This member will be appointed by at-large and ALAC. We're going to discuss that later, says Aziz. Yes, of course, you're going to see a report from the committee, says Tijani. The third point of interest for ALAC during this period is a crop project, that is the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program, which is a pilot program, then it's quite self-explanatory, for outreach activities. And it is also part of the agenda, so we're not going to take that now. I would at this point like to discuss the preparation of the Brazil meeting. And it is not quite the preparation of a meeting. It's more about where we stand regarding this Brazilian meeting. There are many committees being formed, and the aim of this meeting is to gather government and non-governmental sectors, business members and so on from the region, or registrars and registrars for the CCNSO. So it's different from everything else. Us as an at-large community felt that things are not really done in the open. We don't really know what's going on. And so at large, as such, was not taken into account. Because we're considered part of the civil society, and so we should join the civil society. That may be the case, but it is not one of our concerns right now. This meeting at Brazil belongs in the framework of a huge work which is underway right now. It is a transformation which started from the Montevideo statement, and then it will go on with the Brazil meeting. OneNet has recently been created, of course, it being an initiative created by ICANN. And many other parties are also involved. So it is one of the points of interest to ALAC right now. I think I have pretty much said everything that came to mind. Hadja is now with us again, so maybe she would like to complete. I'm done at this. Thank you, Tijani, says Aziz. Thank you for all those comments. You even tackled items which will be taken on next in the call, because we have in item number 4 with items for information, the Brazil meeting, the crop project, and so on. So maybe if you have questions on those subjects, you could save them for later, because each of the subjects that Tijani just mentioned will be once again taken later. I think Hadja is still not with us. Is she? Is Heather here? I think not. We'll go on. Move on to item 3B, which is recent and upcoming activities of FLO members. Here, we'll repeat once again what we say at every teleconference. We would like every member from FLO, every ALS, to contribute with their activities on the wiki page. We have created a special wiki page dedicated for this purpose, and the idea is to have all the activities of the different ALSs online. So I would like to thank Silvia for having created this page that she called it Spotlight, and that allows every ALS to add its activities on that wiki page. We had decided that at each teleconference we'd give the floor to one ALS so that they tell us about the activities of their ALS. And I think Philip, who's the secretary of AFLO and who comes from Isaac Liberia, has been chosen to tell us about the activities he's recently led in Liberia. So he'll have the floor at this point if he's still with us.
Thank you very much, Aziz. Happy New Year to all of you. Okay, first, let me give a little explanation on ITOC Liberia. ITOC, and I also, okay, take this time to welcome one of our board members who is also with us here, Stephen Adams. I think he's on the English China. You are welcome, Stephen Adams. Stephen Adams is a member of the board of ITOC Liberia ALS. ISOC Liberia was founded in 2007, and after its first attempt to become a member of the ICANN ALAJ group in 2008, and it didn't get the first acceptance. And after its accreditation by ASOC, the Global Internet Society, we reapplied to become member of the ALAJ organization in 2010. And after all of the activities and all of the due diligence application was reviewed by all of the ALS at that time, a vote was passed, and ISOC Liberia became an ALS in Liberia. The ISOC Liberia is actually, the members of ISOC Liberia are a group of Liberian internet enthusiasts or internet users. Their main focus have been on building an informed internet community in Liberia. Awareness through workshops, outreach programs in the country. A brief explanation on some of the activities we have carried out included an internet training and awareness center. And this center was able to help many university students who, for their first time in 2007, were able to log on to the internet. We then hosted another program in collaboration with AFNOC called the Unit 16. Then
Aziz is taking the floor. Philippe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Philippe, to interrupt you. You have only 2 minutes to speak about your activity. So please, you have to speak about the activities.
Thank you very much, Aziz. Thank you very much. So we all of these activities. So recently, we took advantage of the Apollo spotlight to give a brief explanation of our recent activities in Liberia, in collaboration with Yahovi. When Yahovi contacted me, said, "Look, I'm on my way to Liberia to do a global stakeholder outreach," I told him exactly that, okay, this is a very good opportunity, and I believe the ALS on the ground will be able to assist you, facilitate everything so that you can have a successful global stakeholder outreach. And that was done. We contacted the various stakeholders. We were able to facilitate his meeting with the Minister of Communication. We were able to facilitate meetings with the Liberia regulatory authorities in Liberia. Then we had a conference including ISOC members and other stakeholders, particularly youth groups, at one of our partners' office called the iLab. And this was a very successful project. I was able to, at the conference, I did a presentation on the ALAJ and the role of RALOs within the ICON system, within the ICON Internet ecosystem. These are some of the outreach programs that ISOC LS is really engaged in. And we have other future programs, including an awareness that we want to create in establishing in the rededication of the .LO. We are calling on our stakeholders now to begin discussion on the rededication of the Liberia CCTLD, which is one of the hottest topics now that we'll be engaging in with other stakeholders in Liberia. So far, others will be posted on the wiki as we go through them. And I encourage all of the ALS to even make comments, ask questions, and make some suggestions. You can also provide recommendations to us on how to go forward with some of these projects that we want to engage in Liberia. I thank you very much for this opportunity to spotlight on ISOC Liberia ALS. Thank you very much.
Okay, Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Philippe. Now I'm asking all our colleagues from the ALS, please contact us to speak about your activities. We wanted to give 2 minutes in each teleconference, in each conference call for ALS to speak about their activities. Today we have a lot of items on the agenda, so I'm asking you to please respect the time you have to speak. So now we move to the next item, items for information, number 4. First, we have a work on which the AFRALO team worked. It is the AFRALO statement on the Brazil meeting on the future of Internet governance that is going to take place in April. We have drafted a statement, and normally I need to give the floor to Mohamed. Mohamed wasn't able to participate to the telephone call, so I'm going to give the floor to Fatimata, who worked with this committee. Fatimata, are you connected? Do you have the floor, Fatimata? Okay, Fatimata speaking. Thank you, Aziz. Yes. During the last meeting, the last month's meeting, we have implemented a small group of people. We worked with Mohamed Adjawatara, Pastor Peters, and myself, and we have worked Mohammed proposed a trust, and I have made the work on the Montevideo Declaration because the members of the group wanted to understand it better. And the work of the team was made by Mohammed Maïtef, and the trust was sent. So now maybe we can look at it, we can view it so everybody can read it. We made a proposal, a draft statement speaking about the concerns of Africa, about the mechanism of governance, of the internet governance, and the problems we have, the issues that exist in the African region and with the users in our region. So this is a briefing of the work we made about this AFRELO statement on the Brazil meeting. I'm almost voiceless today, so I won't speak much. Thank you, Aziz. And I think I'm finished, says Fatimata. Okay, Aziz, you have the floor. Yes, we can hear you. Kitchani is calling Aziz. Okay, Aziz is speaking. Okay, I was in mute. Okay, now I'm going to repeat what I said. I said, thank you, Fatima. It was perfect, as usual, and you respected the time, your 3 minutes, and I'm going to send the link. I just sent the link for the Montevideo Declaration. You can read it or consult it. If you are not connected on the Adobe, you can read it on the wiki page, on AFRELO wiki page. You will find the link to read it. So now we are going to move to the item B of the item 4, Community Regional Outreach Pilot Project, PROP. We already spoke about that, and it was the conference call of December. I'm going to give the floor to Fatimata or Tijani. Who wants to have the floor, Fatimata or Tijani? Tijani is asking, Aziz, can I propose an action item to send the statement made on the list, because there are some people who are not here, and it's better to send it to the list. Okay, this is a good idea. To the wiki list. To the mailing list, I'm sorry. So, Sylvia, can you write that down? And Philip, please, could you please take care of that and send the declaration on the list? Tijani is proposing on the AFRIC Discuss list, on the AFRIC NIC. Yes, AFRIC Discuss, says Tijani. Okay, perfect. Aziz is speaking. We are going to do that. Okay. Fatimata, you are speaking to us or to other people? Okay, Aziz is speaking. Okay, please, Fatimata, could you mute your microphone, your computer? Okay, crop. Fatimata, you have the floor? Okay, about the crop, says Fatimata. I think we have already spoken about that during the last meetings, and we said that there is a program, an outreach pilot project, and each region has the possibility to have some support for travel. There are five
person from Afralo, from Israelo, who can take advantage of this possibility in their region. They are not asked for a visa. The idea is that we have to inform our community to tell them, to tell the government, to tell the ALS about this crop and about that project. We have to use those funds. And it has been implemented for that. And we, as Afralo, we have to take advantage of it. So we have to look at each event to see around us in our region if there is some event we are interested in. And today, maybe there are some regions that are not represented in ICANN. And I think it's good for us to recruit people in some African countries who are not well represented. We have presented that project. So now, if you want to submit your project to travel, you can do it this week. And I'm going to leave the floor to Tijani. Tijani, if you want to add something, as is, it takes the floor. Thank you, Fatimata. Tijani, do you have something to add to what Fatimata said? Yes, Tijani is speaking. Yes. Just to add that we need to work quickly. We have only 2 months to use those mission or to organize this mission. We have to organize it before the end of March. So we have to be, we are in a hurry. And as Fatimata said, if we don't receive your proposal, your projects before a week, we are going to try to present some projects and to send it to you and to submit it as quick as possible, because we need to take into consideration the 2 months needed for the organization. Tijani, thank you. Aziz is taking the floor. I wanted to ask you a question. Can you ask the ALS can you tell them what they have to do to benefit or to participate to this project? What are you asking the ALS to do exactly? Tijani, take the floor. Okay, I'm going to tell you. The ALS and all the members of Afralo have to try to find projects for awareness in African countries, to give some results, because we are going to do some evaluation at the end, and we need to see the results, to see that the results are confirming the utilities of these projects. So it's important that each mission has a result, and the most important of this result is that the public participates. So the awareness of the people, the awareness of organization and association who are not ALS, this is about that. So we need to imagine events that we can organize in the African country. This mission is for 2 days only. We have only 2 days. ICANN is paying the travel and the hotel. Thank you, Tijani. I think everybody heard you. Now the ALS have to react. So now we are going to the next item, and it is community additional request for the fiscal year of 2015 budget. Tijani, you have the floor. You have 2 minutes. You have only 2 minutes because you took a minute more for the last item. Okay, Tijani speaking. Okay, the additional request for the budget for the year 2015, you know that we are working on that. For 3 years we have been working on that. This year the window was open between the 6th of January and the 7th of March. So the request must be sent to the finance department between the 6th of January and the 7th of March. Why the 7th of March? It is because it is in the finance department project to get approved this additional request during the Singapore meeting, so as the events taking place in July or August won't be stopped by the fact that the budget is only adopted at the end of June. So this is the idea. As the budget is adopted at the end of June, we can't do any project. So now I'm giving you the possibility to do those projects, because these additional requests are going to be adopted during the Singapore meeting in March. So it's a good news. The good news also is that last year we had fast track approved in March, and then we had the normal track approved in June. Now we don't have any more normal track. Everybody's working on fast track, so we can do projects at this path. Thank you very much, Tijani, as he is speaking. Are there any questions about these two items? The items about crop and the items about budget. Are there any questions? Well, it's strange. There are no questions, and it's about your region, and it's about money. Okay, if there are no questions, we are going to move to the next item, Board Candidate Evaluation Committee, BCEC, for the selection of the board member chosen by ALAC. And I'm going to give the floor to Fatimata, because Mohamed is not here. Fatimata, are you still here? Fatimata is a member of the group, and she represents Afralo in this group. This group has to select a board member chosen to take the place of Sebastian in the ICANN board. Fatimata speaking. Thank you very much. This is Fatimata speaking. I'm going to speak about this board candidate evaluation committee. We have received some candidacy, and we are studying them for at-large. We have this person must be selected by at-large. And there are some criteria that are predefined, and currently we are working on this evaluation, and we are going to send the result to the other committee in which Tijani is working. So we are working with Mohamed to select this member. I don't know. It's a confidential work, so I won't add any more details. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Fatimata. Now we are going to move to the next item linked to the first one. This is the Board Member Selection Process Committee for the selection of the board member chosen by ALAC. It is called the BMSPC, Tijani or Baudouin. You have the floor, Baudouin. Are you still here? Okay, Baudouin is not answering. So, Tijani, you have the floor. Please, can you speak about this committee, this board member selection process committee? Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. Tijani speaking. Well, first, Gisela, can you hear me? Tijani is asking. Gisela? Gisela is speaking. Okay, Tijani, we are going to fix the problem. Don't worry. Okay. Sometimes we have some music. Okay, Tijani speaking. So I said that the crop was for only 2 days. I was mistaken. It's 3 days and 2 nights. So a day for travel and 2 days to stay in the country, in the place where there is a meeting. Now, just we move back to the BMSPC. When the selection process committee will be finished, it will publish its decision on the 28th of January, and we are going to go back to work and to organize some meeting to discuss the different options we have, because they are asking us to add some new candidates, and then we will have to identify some additional candidates, and when it is made, each candidate needs to have the support of 3 railos at least, and each candidate which have 3 railos support can be added on the list. And then the BCPC is going to go back to work. The BCEC is going to give us the vote possibility, and we will vote. Okay, thank you, Tijani. Aziz is speaking. Thank you for those precisions. We are going to follow this work. It is very important for us because it is representative of all the railos on the ICANN. So now we are going to move to the item F, which is about the working group on the ATLAS Summit 2. And we have 3 persons in this working group representing AFRALO, Tijani Peters and Baudouin. Who wants to take the floor? Please, Tijani already speak a lot, so if it can be someone else. Peters, do you want to take the floor? Fatimata is asking for the floor. Okay, Fatimata is speaking. Aziz, I wanted to tell you that I'm going to leave. I'm sorry, but I need to leave. Okay, no problem, Fatimata, says Aziz. Bye-bye, Fatimata. Okay, Aziz takes back the floor. Camilla and Claire, can you ask if Peter is still here and if he wants to speak about the at-large summit. Mr. Pastor Peters, are you listening? Are you on the conference call? Because Aziz wants you to speak about the at-large summit too. Can you hear me? This is Claire speaking, the interpreter. Pastor Peter, can you hear me? Aziz is speaking. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, thank you. Tijani is speaking. I think that I already speak about this summit. I said that the work we are doing now is about the events, the schedule of the summit, and as I said, we are in the conference. The conference call on Friday about that, and there are other things that we are preparing about capacity building, and to do the other items later. Thank you, Tijani, as he is speaking. Now we are going to move to give the floor to Yaobi. Yaobi is in the ICANN staff and is working a lot on the outreach mission about the African region. So I'm going to ask Yaobi to be very brief. Yaobi, you have the floor. Yaobi speaking. Okay, can you hear me? Yes, it's fine. Okay. First, I want you to about the outreach activity, the outreach mission for Africa. So, my colleagues and myself, we try to do some outreach in different countries. We have been in Zambia, Tanzania, Uganda. I've been in Niger too, Liberia. And on the international level, we have been present in Ghana, Rwanda. And what we try to do during those meetings, we try to meet the main stakeholders who work in the ICANN sector. For example, we work with the ministries or the person in charge of regulation about telecommunication in those countries, users also, and we try to meet the university areas and people. What is interesting is that we try to work in each country. We have noticed that there are not a lot of activities from ICANN, so we are trying to work in each country speaking about ICANN. So we try to meet the people from ministries and we try to do some outreach about the importance of the ICANN work and importance to participate to this work. So in Niger, Guinea, Liberia, we worked about that. And my colleagues and myself, in our mission, when there are problems, we try to speak about ALAC and to do some comments on different documents on the outreach items and on the subject of redelegation of domain name, country domain name. And we noticed that it is a very important item or topic, so we try to have with some association as in Congo and the different stakeholders are trying to reach a consensus about the situation. I'm speaking about Liberia, where the at-large structure in Liberia is working with our mission, and we want to go on working like that in our mission when it is possible to work with the ALS structures. So what we also do in all our outreach mission is to speak about at large and its work. We have noticed that Nigeria made a request and because they want to participate in EFRALO work. So in each of our mission, we try to speak about those structures. And if there is no at-large structure, we try to create an association to work with the users in that country. Another aspect of our mission is to meet business people and to outreach, to do some outreach with them. And we try to work with the business people and do some outreach, and we are drafting a document to see how we can implement this kind of work and the work on DNS. As we don't have much time, I think I can conclude here, but I want to tell you that we try to collaborate with at-large and EFRALO in those missions, and we are trying to organize the next missions and to speak about the crop in those missions and to take advantage about the crop and to see how we can make the best profit of this crop. If you have any question, you can just ask me. I'm finished. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Elvi. This is Aziz speaking. Like you said, I think there might be questions. We would like to thank you, Pierre, for everything you do. And I've forgotten the name of the third person who works with you. I excuse myself for this. So thank you very much for everything that you do. Now, are there any questions from ALS regarding what Yovi just said? If there are no questions from anyone else, I have one myself. As ALS from Morocco, I would like to say that we should also add to the list of countries we're going to reach out to government, Morocco should be added. Because we've tried ourselves to reach out to the government on ICANN's work, and we've barely managed to convince the government on this point. Now, further, I would like to say, as an academic, that I wrote to Pierre because I am very interested, both as academic and as a scholar and as ALS, to know about the AfriCAN. So we would like to know what AfriCAN for an academic institution or a university could do for the domain name industry. Yovi, can you explain this in a nutshell, please? Hi, this is Yovi speaking. We took note of your concern when we received the letter. Of course, the African team is going to work towards reaching out to governments, and we'll add Morocco to our goals, of course. We are currently drafting a document within the African staff, and we're going to take into account these questions that you just asked. You will be able to find answers to all your questions in this document once it's ready.
We work with scholars a lot in our mission. So once the document is completed, we're going to forward a copy to you and ask for your opinion to get more information also. Thank you very much. Thank you, Yovi. This is Aziz speaking. Now, Susani has the floor. Thank you, Aziz. So, Susani. Thank you, Yovi. Now, I would like to ask a question because you spoke of future registrars for Africa. Now, what are the practical measures that you think of taking so that you can help them? And I mean measures that haven't been established yet. This is Yovi speaking. Okay, I'm going to answer here, but I think I may be assisted here. We have thought of this as a double-fold matter. On the one hand, we're preparing a document, like I said before, and for those rules or measures that haven't been established yet, we will work on a program that will allow us to have the necessary technical capabilities to manage all this. Now, sorry, there was a recording which interrupted him. We're also working with registrars in the African market. So once we've found solutions to some of our issues, such solutions should encompass all registrars, both existing and new ones. So with this program, we should create a more favorable environment for them to work that will be combined with all the rest of our work and have a positive impact on the market. Have I answered your question? Susani speaking. I'm mostly asking about the insurance aspects here. Okay, so Delby, we prepared a document, but we think we should be working with them rather than be preparing documents on our own. So we're currently working with registrars, and decisions have not yet been concluded. But we're discussing, for instance, agreement matters, contracts. And once we've reached a conclusion, of course, we're going to share them with you. Thank you very much, Yovi, and thank you to Zani Fezaziz. Thank you both for these comments and clarifications. At this point, I would like to give the floor with great pleasure, because we have Fad Bataine with us today, and I thank him for being with us. And we appreciate the fact that he accepted to make a presentation for us. So, as I said, we had the honor of having Mr. Fad Bataine. And he's the GSC stakeholder global, so global stakeholder, coordinator for Middle East. He would somehow be the equivalent of Yobi, but for Middle East. And so he accepted to come and tell us about the Middle East situation. Arabic, as you know, is one of the main languages. And so we're going to give him the floor so that he can tell us about the strategy that they have for Middle East. That should give us an idea of other regions and compare them with Africa. He's also going to tell us about IDN and about all the activities of the Arabic team carries out. They work on IDN, DNSs, everything for Middle East. So, Mr. Bataine, you have the floor. Hi, Mr. Bataine, you have the floor. Can you hear me? Are you there? Says Aziz. This is Camila, the interpreter. Can you please check that your line is not muted? Hi, this is Camila speaking. We can still not hear Mr. Bataine. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, we can hear
yes,
you.
Yes, now we hear.
Can you check hear me now?
Yes.
Hi, this is Heidi from staff. Yes, we can hear you clearly. If you can continue speaking, please, the interpreters will interpret for you.
Okay, okay, you can hear me now. Okay, so thank you, Aziz, for this.
Yes, sir, please go on.
Okay, so can I check the floor?
Yes, do go on.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Aziz. Hello, everybody. I'm pleased to be on my first floor. Okay. I'll be talking briefly in my arena. Of course, the arena is the Middle East. I just joined ICANN 3 months ago as a stakeholder engagement for the Middle East. So as many of you may know, or let's say the region that we cover consists of the 22 Arab states, in addition to Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. And so my first update will be on the Middle East. So the Middle East actually covers 25 countries. Turkey is not covered in our strategy. And for the Middle East, I update you on things that we're currently working on. First is Arabic and mainly. So the task force is dealing with issues today.
Sorry, sir, this is the interpreter. We cannot interpret because we're not receiving the sound properly. It is too choppy and we cannot interpret.
I'm not sure what I can do.
Yeah, maybe, this is Heidi from staff.
Okay.
Could you just slow down and speak very clearly, please?
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so my first update will be on the task force on Arabic international like domain names. This was established as part of a strategy of 2017, part of and groups have been in the ICANN. I consider that thing leading. TAS is currently a document, a generation panel document for the Arabic. Of course, I don't want to get into too many details, but the task force has been attract attention to the fact that, as I mentioned earlier, 17 out of the 20 members of the working of the task force are actually new faces. Now, my state is on the capacity building, is on the task force on capacity building teams. Again, as a strategy, we have defined capacity should be an integral part of the and that capacity is for people and many internet governance, if you may say. So. We have been receiving missions currently in the process of evaluating them. To date, we have 21 applicants, and we will show in the next, because we will be sending out welcome emails to those who actually volunteer in our task force. Of course, there are two tracks within the task force. One is folks who will be training, and the other group would be folks who will be developing content tailored to the needs of our region. Now, my third update with the Middle East Strategy Working Group face-to-face meeting. We will be having a face-to-face meeting in Dubai early February. The dates are the 5th and 6th of February. We will be discussing several issues that we are currently working on. So one of the issues that we will be talking about, we will be discussing, is the FY14 implementation plan, what has been accomplished and what is still to be accomplished. We will also be discussing. We will be planning for our FY15 implementation plan as well. Just as a simple history, the Middle East strategy is a three-year strategy. Yet the group had decided that we could develop implementation plans on a yearly basis, depending on what has been done in the previous year and what we should do for the subsequent year. My second update would be on the Middle East DNS Forum. So Africa had the first DNS Forum. That was during the ICANN Durban meeting. Then during the ICANN Buenos Aires meeting, there was the Latin American and Caribbean DNS Forum. And so the Middle East is following in the same steps. The first Middle East DNS Forum will be taking place in Dubai during February 3 and 4. Of course, the invitation is open to anybody who would like to attend the forum. Since North Africa is within our region, we expect many folks from North Africa to be attending the forum. I'm giving an open invitation for those who would be interested in attending the Middle East DNS Forum. We expect to have experts in the various fields of the domain name industry, whether the business side, the registrar side, accreditation side, you name it. And so those are the two updates that I really wanted to provide you folks. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to address them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Padbi. Zazi speaking. You're welcome to our teleconferences whenever you want to join, of course. I wanted to say that our two regions are the ones that are the most lagging as regards to internet when compared to the rest of the world. And in turn, they're the ones with the greatest growth, which means that there's a lot to do in the coming years. Now, according to my statistics, I find that Arabic currently grows by four figures as regards to internet. So there is a huge intersection, as you said, between Africa and Middle East. Between North Africa and Middle East as well. So we should work together. That is why I would also like to invite all African ALSs to collaborate with the Arabic region, because these two regions have mainly the same issues. Are there any questions at this point for FAD? Now, if no one raises their hand, we're going to move straight to the fifth item, which is items for discussion. Firstly, we're going to deal with new ALS applications. And it's interesting to see that we recently received many members, which is, of course, much better for Apollo. We have already validated, or in any event, we have advised ALS to validate two members last month. We have Eyes of Kenya, which was just put forward
for ALEX validation as advised by AFFELLOW. Now, Olivia would like to ask whether or not Isaac Kenya has been voted on. And then there's also an application from Asnumerique from Ivory Coast. So I would like to open the floor. Maybe Philip can tell us something about this ALS application from Asnumerique from Ivory Coast. Is there anyone who would like to comment on this application? This is a question for everyone else as well. Should we decide to advise to ALS regarding this ALS today, or do you want to do this online as usual? You have the floor. Of course, Philip, like I said, if you have any comments you would like to make, if you want to add anything I forgot to say, you're welcome to do so, and you have the floor. Okay, Susanne is raising his hand, so he has the floor. Thank you, Aziz. This is Susanne speaking. I just wanted to say that we'd better do this online. Personally, I didn't have enough time to consider this application in detail. And so I think we should better do it online because not everyone is present at this teleconference. And it would be better if everyone could express their opinions. Thank you. Thank you, Sissati. So if everyone else agrees with what Susanne just said, just like we did for Isaac Kenya and for all other ALS applications, we're going to have the discussion for this Ivory Coast ALS application online. Now, if anyone else has any other comments to add? Yes, Susanne, go on. I would like to answer to your question regarding Kenya, says Susanne. It has already been accredited. Wonderful, says Aziz. But I just saw that Olivier wrote on the chat that the vote is not finished. Olivier, are you with us? Would you like to say anything? Yes, I'm here, Aziz. This is Olivier Crépin-Leblon speaking. The vote has not yet been concluded. But I think there is 48 hours left or so. Maybe Heidi can give us the exact time left. Okay. Thank you, Olivia. This is Aziz speaking. I just wanted to hear you, your voice. Now, moving on to the next item. The person who is supposed to speak about OneNet is not with us, so we're going to postpone that for next month's teleconference. Now, we'll move on to the joint AFFELLOW-Africans meeting in Singapore. Yes. All right. So we have the joint AFFELLOW-African meeting in Singapore. May I remind you that for each ICANN meeting, AFFELLOW holds a joint meeting for the entire African community, whether members of AFFELLOW or AFFRICAN experts who attend ICANN's public meetings to discuss a subject. Tijani is here, but Fatimata is not. And in fact, Fatimata was the one who had to tell us or ask us whether we had any subject or issue to propose for our joint meeting for Singapore. I think some proposals had already been made online, and there had also been some propositions on the mailing list for Buenos Aires. Susanne, do you remember what it was that we had proposed? I don't even know who it was that proposed anything. Susanne speaking. I'm sorry, Aziz. I cannot remember anymore. But the subject that we have to choose has to be a current subject, firstly. It has to be something that regards ICANN, so something being discussed within ICANN as well, and something that will allow for a statement to be presented to ICANN's board. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Tijani. This is Aziz again. I think, unless my memory fails, I think
on the African mailing list, we discussed the secondary meeting principle, which is something that someone had proposed. So for action items, and I would like Sylvia to add this to her action items list, I would like us to take note of having Philip, the secretary, to stand on the list, the African mailing list, both Afrinic and AfriDiscuss, a call for a subject on the mailing list for a statement for our joint meeting. Once those subjects have been proposed, we're going to create an action committee who will draft a statement that we're going to try and adopt at the Singapore joint meeting. Would anyone else like to add anything on this item? No? Okay, so we're finally at point 5D, which is individual membership for AfriLo. This is something we already discussed in December. This is a matter that we have discussed for a long time now, since 2008, in fact, which is individual membership for AfriLo. At the last teleconference, Philip had been charged with the task of holding a discussion on this matter. So, Philip, you have the floor.
With regards to individual membership in AfriLo, I recently posted in our mailing list the document, funding document of AfriLo. If you review the funding document and of AfriLo, the MOU, it says something about membership. And ALC probably interpreting a different way. I have not seen a section that have individual membership. That means non-affiliated internet users, where an individual member becomes of AfriLo. We see that first they have before an organization become member, you have to be accredited by ALAC as an ALS, then you become member of AfriLo. So I think this discussion open probably may lead to some amendment on our funding document or membership. I don't know. So this is open discussion. And I will look up the suggestion from any member of AfriLo to give their suggestion or some recommendation on how we can go about this. I know about one organization, NARO has an individual non-affiliated membership, but I don't know about the details. How can an individual non-affiliated individual become member of the NARO? That will be some further discussion. So it's open for discussion. If you have any suggestion towards this, you can provide it for us.
Hi, thank you.
Over to you.
Philip cannot hear you anymore. Hear you anymore.
Wait, yes, because yes.
Aziz speaking. He says, in the meantime, I'd like to give the floor to Alan.
Thank you, Aziz. It's Alan Greenberg speaking. North America does have individual members, and I can't go into anything at this point. I've got another conference call I have to go on to right now. But I would be glad to work with Philip or anyone else and tell them what we did. We've had them some from the very beginning. The process to have them is not very easy, very difficult. It's a decision the RALO needs to make, of course. It also has not been a very extremely successful program for us, and I think we need you would need to think about what you're trying to accomplish and whether indeed it's the right thing for AFRALO or not. But the process is not difficult, and I'd be glad to work individually with Philip or anyone else who wants to discuss it. As I said, I have to go right now to another teleconference, but if anyone wants to contact me on email, I'll be glad to help. Thank you.
This is Aziz speaking. Thank you, Alan. Thank you for having stayed with us this hour. Is Philip back? Okay. So what we have decided, because Sylvia is asking me what the action item that she needs to take down is for new ALS applications, we had decided that AFRALO should send, or Philip actually should send emails on the entire AFRALO mailing list to ask for their advice, for ALS's advice, as regards to the subject for the joint statement. Now, is Philip back with us? No, still disconnected, he says. We are at the end of this meeting from January 8, 2014. Are there any other subjects for discussion? This is the last item on the agenda. If there are no other subjects for discussion, I would like to thank you all. Oh, Philip is back? Philip, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Aziz. Thank you very much. I think that I can work with the NALO to see how we can put this on the mailing list for further discussion on Aish and individual membership within AFRALO. So in a few days, we'll be having a post on the mailing list, and I request all members of the AFRALO to make some comments, suggestions, and the way forward to go about this. So I thank you very much. Back to you.
Wonderful, Sekazi. Thank you, Philip. While you were disconnected, we also said that we should relaunch ALS's. And I say this actually because we would like to have their advice regarding Asnimiahique from Ivory Coast application. Now, Olivier has the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz. This is Olivier speaking. Can you hear me? Yes? Loud and clear, says Aziz. Thank you, says Olivier. I just wanted to apologize for not having been able to speak about ALAC's statements, both approved and underway of preparation. I was at another call, but now, if anyone has any comments or questions that they would like to make at this point, I am ready to take them. Thank you, Olivier. This is Aziz speaking. Gisela told me that you were no longer connected. We quoted all the statements that had recently been adopted in December, that is. And we also read through the list of statements currently being prepared, such as DNS security and so on. We repeated once again the request for ALSs to participate at public comments. Regarding the African region. Now, if there is nothing else to add, no one has any further points for discussion, would anyone else like to take the floor before we finish? If no one has anything else to say, I would like to thank you all for having attended this teleconference. I don't think we overdid it. I'd say we followed the rhythm of our meetings exactly. I would like to thank Claire and Camila, our interpreters, for their work. thank Ed. I thank Alan. Thank you, Alan, for having been here. Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, staff. Thank you, Gisela, Sylvia, Julia, Heidi, and everyone. I hope I didn't forget to mention anyone. Thank you all, and have a great evening.
Thank you, sis. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.